Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. Father, we honor you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We yield ourselves before your throne this morning and ask you to reach out unto us. We salute your majesty and sovereignty. We slept last night like dead people. Your grace is in manifestation to pick us all up. The anatomy and the pulchritude is functioning accurately. The level of potassium, magnesium, the level of cholesterol, the level of blood, the level of fluids and water within the body stream. Everything is working accurately. Accurate vitals. We give you glory for you. You have fearfully and wonderfully crafted us. Be exalted. And for all these things, Father, we are careful to say thank you. We do not take any of your loving kindness and your tender mercies for granted. We do not overlook these great benevolence. Be exalted. And so when we stand before your throne to articulate your glory to you, we do it with all passion and with all pleasure. And within this very short time, I'm asking your hand of blessing, Holy Spirit, in the precious name of Jesus. Your people have come here to honor you. And we are standing here also in awe of you, soliciting your help, your grace, and favor. I pray an open heaven. Speak. Your word is alive and active and quick and sharper than every two-edged sword. It cuts asunder to the separation of the spirit and soul, as of the bone and marrow. The Bible said your word is a discerner of thoughts and the intents of the heart. We pray in the name of Jesus that we will come to that place of revelation of your word. In Jesus' precious name, somebody shout amen. I cannot hear your amen. Give God the glory in the house of God. Hallelujah! The Bible said you will know the truth. You will know the truth. In other words, you will possess knowledge of the truth. And it will emancipate and liberate you. And so anytime you see any form of bondage whatsoever, then the truth is a liberator. So when Jesus stood before Pilate, the Bible said he asked him, What is the truth? Pilate, the truth is standing right before you. Why do you ask what it is? My prayer this morning is that his mercies and his favor and his grace will locate you. That you will be consumed with truth. Truth will absolutely consume your life. Say a good amen. Our foundation scripture for this morning also is John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter. The 20th and 21st verses, the Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. We came to see Jesus. We seek to see Jesus. We require, we demand, we desire to see Jesus. Jesus is the very reason why we have come from our houses. Jesus is the reason why the service is in motion or is in session. Jesus is the reason. The whole objective is to reveal the Christ to the seeker, even to the doubter, to the disputer. The whole idea is to reveal the Christ to you. And so, the preacher will not have any choice than to preach Christ. The moment he makes an oxymoronic turn or a contradictory turn or make a mistake in the pulpit, the hearts of the people will shift and divert from God. Then two vanities. And this is why, ladies and gentlemen, we have all manner of vanities, you know, all around us, to the point that vanities is in the pulpit and in the pew, that vanities came to church, that vanities, the moment vanity is portrayed as a portrait, you will realize very clearly that the people do not see the Christ anymore. The Bible said that God was in Christ. Yeah, God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself. God was in Christ, pointing the man from the vanities, you know, bringing you from materialism, you know, spectacularism, bringing your heart from all manner of things that does not matter to the real essence, to the relevance, to the significance, and taking it off, you know, when we begin to boast of the things that do not matter and begin to compare ourselves to ourselves, then you will realize that by that time, our hearts are drifted very far away from God. And so Jesus, preaching the other day, said, this people or this nation draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, but their heart is very far away from me. This people, the tree Bible is interesting. On my way, and so I ask the question, what is the sense of akumano atriakwe chiri chiri? And yet yafaka mienumienza, and we are here. What is the sense of coming very early in the morning when you could have just slept and had breakfast in bed? What is the sense of waking up in the morning and driving from Sprinters, from Tema, from Kasua, from Amasaman, driving from Dansuman, from Yaoman, driving from Ashiaman to this place? What sense does it make if Jesus is not the essence? What will the preacher gain if the focus is not Christ? What will be the essence? What will be the essence if we are not pointing you to the Lord, but to ourselves? And what do we have to offer that we want to even point anybody to us? Jesus said, look up to me. He that believes in me, out of his belly shall flow streams of living water. The statement and the word is still the same. Look up to him, the author and finisher of your faith. Out of your belly will flow streams of living water. So we are not here for a religious routine. We are not here for you to display to these people. You people here are not performers. These people here are not spectators. We are all worshipers. We have come to worship Almighty God. We have come to worship Him in spirit and in truth. We have come to see Jesus. Take Jesus out of it. This service is useless. Take Jesus out of the picture. And this service, with all the screaming and yelling and with everything that is on, the lights on, the cameras on, and everything is useless. Yesterday, you know, I was with a preacher when he made a statement. I have thought about the statement through the night. Was in the papa ni ni Christo tini mo. Wobia! Apart from the Christo tini mo, o me mfano said ye oye nice, oye ni papa. I have thought about the statement through the night. Yeah, ni papa ni ye Christo tini mo. Anybody else forget about it? Ni papa ni ye Christo tini mo. Na me say ye 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 jinai. I can boldly tell you, ye mufa Christo tini mo. Me better tell by heart and open it. Babos, what you know, make us a man, wouldn't you? You know, like what I'm doing every Sunday, with perspiring, screaming, yelling, all these things, you know. And at the end of the day, Jesus will look you in the eye and say, Kofi Otro, I don't know you. I don't know you. I'm warning husbands. Fear God. I'm warning wives. Fear God. Because the fact that you came into this building doesn't make you a Christian. You see, the papa did the Christian thing. It is not the ceremonies. Looking good, smelling good, driving nice car. No, no. That is not Christianity. You are not here for a visa. You are not here for a husband. You are not here for the wife. I will take my time and get to the revelation. You are not here because you want babies. That is not the relevance or the essence why we are here. We came to work on our salvation. That is the only reason why we are here. Only reason. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves why we are here, so that you don't get it wrong. You know, when my mother was sick, they didn't visit me. When I had my outdoor, they did not, you know, remunerate me. They did not remunerate me. They remunerated the other lady. But that is not why we came here. We are not here because, you know, you want us to remunerate you. We are not here for that. I wanted a sorry papa mumwa and they didn't give me, so I have stopped church. But that is not why you came here. Over half a sorry papa mumwa. Throw the Bible away and go look for a sorry papa mumwa then. Yeah. You are here for a wrong reason then. If you know, the pastor didn't even make time for me. I wanted to see him after church, and he didn't make time to see me. But that is not why you are here. I thought you said you came to serve the Lord. You left so many other churches to come here. Then I am asking, why are you offended when the pastor did not see you as you have said that you came to serve God? For how long are you going to be a child? Grow up! Grow up.
grow up. You have passed that stage long ago. Feed me. Feed me. Feed me. Feed me. Feed me. Mom fang won't send me tiso. Mom mama kwa nchire. Feed me. Me here deliverance. Why would me who say we here deliverance? Me a me who. Every Sunday is therapeutic. The Lord is working on you. Why are you refusing to be healed? When the physician is working on you all this while, why are you refusing to be healed? When the physician has been working on you all this while, 30-ness, carnality, is not allowing you to see the glory of God. 30-ness, carnality, is not allowing you to see the glory of God. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated whilst I work on my introduction. Luke chapter number 21 is the same content in Mark chapter 13 and the same content in Matthew chapter 24. The whole chapter talks about the same thing. Jesus was giving a forecast of what was going to happen. And so when you read Matthew chapter 24, the whole chapter, the Bible talks about the same content and the same subject. Mark chapter 13, the whole chapter, the Bible talks about the same content. Then in Luke chapter 21, we are seeing the gleams of the revelation of the grace of God. The Bible said, take it to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that they come upon you. And a word for us, a sinner, it will come upon upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. The Bible said, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be a counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass. All these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. These things shall come to pass. They were too intense that the Bible could not even itemize it. And so he called it these things. He could not give a definition to it. And therefore he made a descriptive statement. All these things. This is the whole thing that I have been talking to you from the image of the beast. I have read Revelation for the past 11 Sundays. And this is the 11th Sunday. I am reading this particular scripture to you. This time, I will read only verse number 5. The Bible said in Revelation chapter 13, and I will read only the fifth verse to you. The fifth verse, the Bible said, and the beast was given a mouth to speak great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. I will read it again. And there was given unto the beast a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. In other words, the blasphemies were not the great things, and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue. In other words, the speaking of great things and blasphemy were rekindled and reinforced, energized, given vitality, lifeline to it. The Bible said, given strength to continue for 42 months. Let me read this in different versions of the scripture, and then I will continue. The Bible said, the beast was allowed, I like that word, allowed to make proud claims, which were insulting to God, and it was permitted. So you can see interchangeably synonymous words being used. The first is allowed, the next is permitted. Now, to have authority, even authority looks as the word allowed and looks like the word permitted. The Bible said authority was given unto the beast for 42 days. Ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you that you are in the end time. I'm reminding you that Jesus is coming sooner than anybody thinks. The world is coming to an end. Believe it. Believe it. The world is coming to an end. Every sign is very clear. If there is anything that you need to do as you are sitting here this morning, is your preparation of what will be your fate. The Bible said, if the Son of Man returns on the earth, shall he find faith upon the earth? The beast was allowed. There are things that are going to be allowed. Things are going to be allowed. I'm seeing the breakdown. You know, when I started teaching this, I said, when we see beastly worship, we are going to see prayerlessness, faithlessness, heartlessness, lawlessness. Look at what is going on in Boko right now. Police officers cannot find remedies. The DC says, pray for us. DC says he needs prayers. Lawlessness. Lovelessness. Then, heartlessness. The people will be heartless. Obi sinani nye frumwe tuninsuna tuwegu abontina wengeno. This is what we are going to see. And so I'm looking at this particular verse that the beast is going to be allowed. It is a very similar scripture of the things that the Bible talks about. The Bible talked about in Luke chapter 16 from verse number 1 and 2, 3. The Bible makes some very good submission. Jesus said to the disciples, there is a set, you know, let's go to verse number 3, possibly 4, go to verse number, verse number four, maybe. Let me continue with not part of my, I'm resolved to do, and this is, okay, I think it's Matthew chapter 16, right? Go to Matthew 16, verse number, it's not part of my submission, just, you know, said to the, tempting him, designing him to show them a sign from heaven. In verse number 2, the Bible said, and he answered and said unto, when it is evening, you will say it is fair, the weather is fair, and the sky is red. In the 3rd verse, the Bible said, and when it is morning, and in the morning, it will be foul weather, you know, today, the sky is red and lowering. Oh, ye hypocrites, you can descend the face of the sky, but you cannot descend the signs of the times. There are signs of the times. And one of the signs of the times, you know, very clearly is outlined in Zechariah chapter 12. It's one of the signs of the time. I will read this particular one to you. One of the signs. Zechariah chapter 12. Allow me to read from verse number 1 to you, even though verse number 4 is my main reiteration. Zechariah chapter 12 and 4. The Bible said, the burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, which stretcheth forth the heavens and layeth the foundations of the earth and formeth the spirit of man within him. Verse number 2. The Bible said, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, and they shall be in the siege put against Judah and against Jerusalem. Yeah, and they shall be, that's right, when they shall be in the siege, you know, put against Judah and Jerusalem. Verse number 12, verse number 2, 3, right? The Bible said, in that day I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people, and all that burden themselves within it shall be cut into pieces, though all the people of the earth will be gathered against Jerusalem. And verse number 4 is my main scripture. The Bible said, in that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment and his rider with madness. I will open my eyes upon the house of Judah, and I will smite the horse and the people with blindness. 3 predominant words: astonishment, madness, blindness. Astonishment, madness, blindness. Another version, you know, possibly before I read it in my language. And at that time, I will terrify all the horses and make all their riders go crazy. I will watch over the people of Judah, but I will make the horses of their enemies blind. Put it in another version. In this one, the Bible, you know, says, on the big day, this is God speaking. I will throw all the war horses into crazed panic, and their riders along with them. But I will keep my eye on Judah, watching out for her. At the same time, I will make the enemy's horses go blind. You know, maybe the last version, and then I am done. The Bible said, on that day, I will strike every horse with panic and its rider with madness. I will keep a watchful eye on Judah, and I will blind all the horses of the nations. Predominantly, this one is highlighting the word nations. There, the Bible will put it in my language. Maybe, you know, I will pick up some just few words. And then the Bible said in the last line, therefore, I see three words. Number two, Adam. Number three, Ephraim. There is going to be an astonishment that will emerge in the whole world. It will be an astonishment. When you think about it, it does not make sense. When you look at the war against Ukraine right now, it is a complete madness. You cannot tell the meaning of what is going on. There is no meaning to it. Russia is fighting Ukraine right now. There is no cognitive sense out of it, because the Bible said it, there will be madness. Then number two, there is going to be an astonishment. Within 1 week, dollar rate will go from 6.2 to 8.9. In 1 week, it will be madness. Madness will just happen. You are going to see an astonishment. Where? A government boasting of men will become hopeless. Astonishment is going to hit the world. Three things are going to, you know, come clearly. You are going to see astonishment, blindness, and madness will happen at the same time. It will be an astonishment. Seriously. I mean, very seriously, that I buy a bag of cement for 49 cedis. Within 1 week, it's almost 60 cities. Astonishment. Hey, Sister Biewa, so many things. Because I'm telling you, there is no man on earth that can help you. You are now on the road where God only is the deliverer. And without the Lord, forget about it. I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm telling you, somebody that Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia is astonished as you are. They cannot believe the figures, because God will make the wisdom of the wise foolish. Yes. The wisdom of the wise will become foolish. According to the book of Corinthians, yeah, the wisdom of the wise will become very foolish. Yeah, the experts will be helpless. Yeah, you know, the specialists will be hopeless. They will stand in the face. I'm talking to you. Why not person abang go ye? Why not person abang go ye? I mean, why not person abang go ye? Every government in the world is craving for that. But the horses will go wild and blind. The nations will go blind. I'm talking to you. When the blindness of astonishment and madness goes very wild, I'm telling you, people of God, you are now going to see, you know, things will happen like the love of many will die. I didn't say it will wax cold. It will die. Any pejidia here, you see, it will die off just like that. You are going to see astonishment. People will be astonished by the things that will emerge in this particular last days. If there is anything that you need to do, number one, depend on God. Me see, suru nyame. Fear God. Fa won tun so. Afie yi. Na sie nyansa. Fear God, depend on him and be wise. It's going to be a thing that you cannot joke with. I'm talking to the wise only this morning. Hear the mind of God. Ahujiri die, ebibe sisi. Ebibe sisi. Iron rods that is selling for, you know, 6,200 is almost 9,000 a ton. The people, my mother, Dr. Christy Dotete, was telling me, you know, he used to eat kinky, one city. Normally when they bring one, they bring two city, she can't eat it. This time they brought kinky two cities. And then, Odiria, you know, the kinky now, so no. But she didn't want to tell the people that answer, no. And therefore, you know, she asked the person that was serving, how much is one of the kinky? You know, and the lady said, two CD. She said, the next time, buy three CD. Next time, for three CDs. Because, I'm going to read the Ashas here. Ashas here. Ashas here. This time, I promise you, be here. If I am our leaders, I will stop all the useless promises. Because you can't keep it. You can't keep it. As I'm speaking to you, this country is broke. Yeniska. Yeniska. I said this country is broke. And now you are going to see that the useless waste, it's not a priority. I started talking to Mr. Government, screaming every Sunday, repent and align. Put your ways, make it straight. Your lavish lifestyle. Girls receiving resources from this nation that have done nothing for this nation. And I have been talking. Problem. Now you won't have the money to buy Land Cruisers for people who don't deserve it. You will not have the money to buy the houses for girlfriends, family, and friends. Because you don't even have the money to develop the nation. Therefore, now, I'm telling you. This is the time that people will start seeking God. You know that human strength is useless. And the human being is very limited. Very limited. You are going to see madness will go to the very height. Morality will run down. People are now going to go wild and crazy. This is where I pray for your husband. This is where I pray for your wife. And this is where I am praying for your children. Yeah. That morality, character, and character building and integrity is going to be held very high. This is the time that I am praying, yeah, that society does not fall. That in those days when somebody attended a Presbyterian school or attended, you know, a Methodist or a Roman Catholic school, morality, character was the thing. Was the thing. It put the thing in place. It was not, you know, popular opinion. A person goes to, you know, a person, he has a particular lifestyle and all that. Now they want to tell, you know, the people cannot go and tell that there is no standard, there are no decorum, there are no, you know, ethics, there are no, you know, prescribed standard of living. You can do anything. You can do very soon. Law will be backing madness. The law, the constitution will be backing madness very soon. Very soon, they will be making, put that scripture back, you know, let put that Revelation chapter number 13 and verse number, put it in GNT, put it in, you know, verse number 5 only. Revelation 13 verse number 5. Listen to exactly in this particular, very soon your courts will be insulting God. Very soon. You are going to see all those rights that have been passed in the nations will be coming to this country. Abortion rights, same-sex rights, transgender rights. If a person is standing there, he said, I am a man. Say, no, 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 I am not a man, I am a dog. That is going to happen. And the law court is going to insult God and give them a mouth. The Bible said it will be allowed. Permitted, it will be authorized. This is where you can't miss it. Because if you are now a Christian, you don't need useless churches. You do not need useless preachers. You do not need useless preaching. This is the time to come back to the word of God. The real word of God. The real word of God. Fear God and obey his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. This is where we come to that. This is where we come to. I am the Lord your God that brought you out of Egypt where you were slaves. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make a graven image of anything that is like unto the things in the world, for in the heaven above or in the earth beneath. Thou shalt not bow yourself to them. Thou shalt not worship them. Thou shalt not serve them. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit, you know, adultery. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's husband. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife. This is time to come back to that. Come back to, he came unto his own, but his own did not receive them. But as many as received him, to them that believe in his name, he has given them power to become children of God. Let's come back to, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yeah, let's come back to, for God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself. Let's come back to, you know, fearing God and trembling at his word. Let's come back to that. This is the time to preach the gospel when madness and astonishment and blind. Those days when you watch television, sex and hardcore stuff couldn't come on TV during prime time. Now I am sitting at home, and by 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, a woman is having sex with a man on TV, Ghanaian television. Ghanaian television. Look at the madness you have imported to your media space. Where is your Brian, your Adasa, and Nosofodazi, and all the things that depicted your character? So you say, what do we, they find your hometown as junk. Yet here, most of us, our families are already disintegrating. Very soon, there will be nothing like Ebusia. Very soon. Astonishment in the back. Because they say, all the elderly people in your family, in your hometown, they are dying off. And you don't take your children to your hometown, just like your cousins. And so by that, in the next 10 years, there will be no family in your hometown. And your children will not even recognize your brother's children. So they are family, but they will be trying to get married. Astonishment. Coming. Madness is coming. And one of the madness, we thought that at least if all these, you know, stuff will happen in this end time. At least the altar will be sacred. The pulpit will be sacred. At least there will be certain things that will not come to the altar. Oh, but no. No. Now people are talking about, you know, receiving anointing of the third dimension. You are not even repented. How can you receive anointing? How can you be anointed when you are not even born again? You are not even saved. How can you even talk about anointing? This is why this third dimension so-called anointing has not come to you. And I am seeing preacher, Pastor Steve, preacher is standing on the altar and is telling the congregation, I went behind my wife and I had two children, and my wife also went behind me and had one child. I mean, are you people serious? And people are sitting and they are clapping. I say there is madness, there is blindness, and there is astonishment. Blindness, madness. Where are the standards of God? Where are the morality of God? You have taken the grace of God and abused it. You have taken the grace of God and trampled down on it. Because there are no truth preachers. The moment you speak like this, they talk like he feels that he is holier than thou. And he is the only person going to heaven. Forget about that. Everybody will have to repent and come to the narrow way. Repent and come to the narrow path. Repent and find the way, the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. Yeah, except a man repents, except a man turn, and deny himself and pick up his cross. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. The Bible is very clear on that. Matthew 16, Jesus said, if any man wants to come after me, let him first deny himself. Take your cross. How can you receive fivefold ministry impartation when you are not saved? How can you go to 10 when you have not finished one? You are struggling, sleeping in your boyfriend's house, and you are a prophetess speaking rubbish. This is the very reason why I will tell this nation and repeat it. Until your hands are clean and your heart is pure, you don't qualify to stand on the altar of God. You don't qualify to be in a clerical suit. You do not qualify to be called a reverend. You don't qualify to be called a pastor. You don't qualify to lay your hands on anybody until your heart is pure and your hands are clean. Wouldn't it be more handsome? Because the whole church is struggling with contamination. When son wouldn't be more kuno, ukuno zumu, and I'm the wahona modi aba sorry na minemo kasa. Wives don't respect husbands. Husbands don't respect wives. There is no order. There are no, there's a reverence for God's word. This is what we have. And so we come to church, but we are not real. We preach love, but we exhibit hate. That is us. The preacher is preaching love, but he hates everybody around him. What kind of gospel is that? I don't want that kind of gospel. I want the word of God, the real word of God, the simplicity of the gospel. I want to see Christ. I want to make heaven. I want to repeat that. I want to make heaven. Heaven is a place that is my target, not America. I want to make heaven. I'm striving. I'll clap your hands, all you people. die today, I want to see the face of God. This is why I am here. If I die today, I want to see the face of God. I don't want to get to heaven and go into asking, you know, be answering questions. Why did you do this? How did we do that? I entered, I gave you this. Why do I don't want to be answering questions? Want to make heaven? I want to finish up my presentation this morning, ladies and gentlemen. The message is very simple. Be careful. Be careful. You don't make a mockery of God with your actions and with your attitude and character. Please don't make a mockery of God. I saw this kind of crazy bunch of people making a whole dogmatic imposition on God's church. And you know, you don't wear this, you don't go to heaven, you don't do this, you don't. Then I look at their lifestyle, their fruit, abanua omosono. When I saw the division, and I saw the hatred, and when I saw the extortion, and when I saw the stealing, when I saw, you know, the manipulation, when I saw azar, then I said, these are doctrines of devils. Don't whoop our bones and open it. Doctrines of devils. Yeah. Yeah. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. 1 Timothy 4, 1. The Bible said, now the speaker speaketh expressly, that in the last days some will depart from the faith, heeding or adhering and listening to seducing spirits and doctrines or teachings of devils. Yeah, you are going to see that. Somebody is not even soundly born again. They are already washing people's feet. Feet washing, bathing, holy bath, all this craziness. Feet washing, you know, bathing people, holy consecration. You are not even born again. You are not even saved. Your name is not in the book of life. You are already bathing people. When you are not finished bathing your heart, your heart, your conscience, and your motives. I call this church to repentance. I call this nation to repentance. I call my president and his government to repentance. Your Excellency, if this nation does not repent, if your government does not repent, we will struggle. If we disown God, he would disown us. Truth is what I just said. Now, our finance minister is confused, just like our vice president. Now we need help, and that help is from God. Within 2 weeks, our inflation, yakura yenim economy, BBC, Your Excellency, BBC. So I pray that the retreat today will have God as a factor. And yes, sir, yenshiye munu ayeye wopediase no ayekwa. I told it. Ati yame hunu se yehu chiri yani yehuwe nyame. Yehu chiri yaya. The battle has become the Lord's. The battle is ours. We call it abnormal. You know, we call it, you know, astonishment, madness, and blindness. Madness and blindness. The pulpit will have to come back to life. basics. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that if anybody believes in him, they will not perish. Romans 3:23. Come back to basics. Romans 3:23. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Verse 4. This is where the church should be. Being justified freely by grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 6:1. Shall we continue to sin for grace to abound? The Bible said no. You know, when I look at, you know, bring the pictures. I want to see it. I want to see it. This is a hospital in Ukraine that was bombed. This is a pregnant woman who is just about to deliver. They bombed Ukraine, and this is the same face. That is a hospital. This is somebody's home. Madness in high reputation. This is somebody who was almost delivering. When the bomb struck, they took her out. The lady died. The baby died. Yeah. You know, because astonishment. Bring back that picture. Go back. Let's see it. You'll be so mad. This in no, I caught no the bomb at tomb. No, not this one. You know, who are brosen be say, nan can hear 40 timber. Can ye? Now we'll be swing ye be, or becon will be jatum. Because there is an astonishment. There is madness. I'm talking to you. This is the time to hold on to the old rugged cross. Hold on to Jesus, the author and finisher. The only person that can take you through this madness, blindness, and astonishment. Hold on to Christ and live a holy life, a life worth of the calling that is in Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, hold on to your faith, your confession, all the days of your life. This is where the when I started talking before lockdown, 2019, March, I preached a message. We say, Bibi ba. So, we need here. We be to Bible again. We be she Bible. Bibi ba. Something is coming. Anybody that tells you that economic surges are going to stop next week is a lie. Praise yourself. Any expenditure that is not worth it, don't do it. Start cutting out. Live according to your means. I'm telling you. The only person who have lost touch is government. Only person. As I'm speaking to you, go and see fleet of vehicles coming into the country for government. One personality. Somebody is an MP. The nation gives you a loan to buy a vehicle. That same person becomes a minister. The state adds two to it. How many will you drive? And so each church can talk about it. I'm telling you. Because very soon, very soon, the money won't come for you to even take to do anything. So I'm telling the wise, this is where to hold on to the Lord. Take off your eyes from human beings. Now, the author and finisher of your faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. It's now time to depend on God. Stand to your feet, let's pray. I want to see Jesus. Luke 24:47. I want to see Jesus.
Luke 24:47. Want to see Jesus. The Bible said, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So I start from Alabaster, my Jerusalem, and I take it to Fadama Park, and take it to Circle, and take it to Abu Sukai, and take it to places, and cross the borders of the city, and go to other townships, because people need repentance and remission. The message of the church should be repentance. Repent. Repent. If everybody in the house of God is in alignment with the word of God, the Bible will not tell us to repent. The Bible will not tell us to repent. Very sad. I sometimes ask myself, why can't we tell truth? Even if you will be killed, say it. Francis Kwasi Amwaku died because of truth. Many others also died because of truth. Why can't we continue that way? Why can't we say to our leaders, these are weak decisions? And I see most of the weak decisions which are not sustainable. And very soon, it is not we will tell them. They will know themselves that this thing is not sustainable. We need to stop it. Nobody can sustain. Be truthful to your wife. Be truthful to your husband. Love God. Love yourself. Love your family. Make wise, intelligent decisions. Do not covet. Come to the place where, you know, you love your neighbor as yourself. What you do not want others to do to you, don't do it to anybody. That is practical Christianity. We call it godliness. Godliness. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 6, he said, godliness with contentment is great gain. For it is certain we came into this world with nothing, and we shall also carry nothing out. You will carry nothing out. Why are you struggling to carry everything? And so a man's life does not contain in the abundance of things which he possesses. All things are vanity. I told you the mind of God. Our two hands are lifted up. Father, before we pray for this nation, I want kindly your people to come to the place of repentance. And whilst they pray, I pray for Ghana. I repent for this nation. I repent for our leaders. I repent for all the innocent blood that we have spilt on our national colors. I repent for terrible, terrible deeds that are done and covered. Father, there is nothing that is hidden that will not be revealed. Therefore, forgive and be gracious to us. Only 1 minute, pray for yourself. Only 1 minute. Evil! Something is really coming. There are a serious fleet of events that are coming. Events beyond your own imagination. Fleet of events that are coming. Commit your life into the hands of the Lord. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
This morning, may you not miss the gift of God, which is Christ Jesus. He came unto his own, but his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them that believed in his name, he gives us power to become his children. Hallelujah. Your right hand is on your chest. I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana. Our heritage won for us through the blood and the toil of our fathers, to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana. So help me God. Can you stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana and pray for this nation? Remember to pray for my president. Remember to pray. A man's heart is in your hands as waters. As you will, that is how you turn it. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, be gracious to Ghana. I pray that in all these, it will make meaning through Christ. Let's finish off with this old song. He has promised he will never fail. I will. His faithfulness is forever. His faithfulness, Lord, your faithfulness, your faith. For your grace, the tempest winds of the end time have started blowing, and one thing we ask, no matter what happens, may we stand to the end, that we will have the crown of life. May we cling to the truth. May eternal life be our treasure. May our worship and our service in your eyes be in spirit and in truth. No gimmicks, no games. I pray your hand of blessing for this week. Your blessing makes rich. Your blessing adds no sorrow. Heal the sick, deliver the afflicted. Have your way. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, we give you thanks. I pray for the crunch meeting of cabinet that is going to happen in a few hours from now. Be the captain. In the name of Jesus. Move what you need to move. Shake what you need to shake. Help us for the sake of the righteous. In the name of Jesus the Christ. I pray for businesses. I pray for businessmen and businesswomen. I pray for people who are struggling in the face of the exchange rate. I am asking in the name of Jesus for divine enabling and divine help. Father, favor your children.
in the name of Jesus. Put them on top of the whole game in Jesus' name. You are the game changer. Change the course in their favor. I pray in the name of Jesus the Christ. I bless you. Let the gospel prevail in Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Clap your hands for the Lord.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.